going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim in Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Liberty, Lincoln, and Portview. And our Catholic schools are blessed not only with dedicated teachers who steward the education and spiritual formation of their students, but they're blessed to partner with some amazing organizations that contribute to the quality of education in our schools. One of those organizations is Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania. And this morning you're going to hear about their incredible work, along with some extraordinary young people from our Catholic schools who have been just named 18 under 18 by Junior Achievement. And before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning I'm honored to have Latoya Grant. She is here. She is the Learning Manager and Scholarships Lead for Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania. And I also have Patrick Weldon from St. LaSalle Catholic High School in Mount Lebanon. So Latoya and Patrick, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Latoya Grant is here. She's the Learning Manager for Scholarships Lead for Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania. Latoya, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your role and the work that you do with our schools and the scholarship opportunities?
Yeah, so as the Learning Experience Manager at Junior Achievement, it is my role and my pleasure to bring our K through 12 curriculum into your schools and utilize volunteers such as, you know, your high school students from your various schools within the diocesan category to provide levels of understanding for financial literacy, career readiness, and entrepreneurship.
Now, with our Catholic schools, and I also want to give a shout out to our Extra Mile schools. So that's St. Benedict de Moore in the Hill District, Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg, and also Northside Assumption Catholic High School in Brighton Heights. You work with them also, along with the other Catholic schools.
Yes, Junior Achievement does work with them, and they actually are the first schools to actually come to our BizTown location, which is a simulation town for fourth grade through sixth grade students to come and experience, you know, the real working atmosphere in, experience.
Now, Junior Achievement is investing in the future of our kids. It connects their gifts, their talents, their dreams to the real world and inspires and prepares them to succeed, including professional and leadership development. So obviously, this is a wonderful program for the Catholic school students to take opportunities for.
Absolutely. And the high school volunteers as well get a lot of mentorship going into the feeder schools, you know, going back to those old schools, you know, that they, you know, grew up in, and they're seeing their teachers, remembering what it was like, you know, in elementary school, and being able to provide the material to students so that they can too achieve and look up to being a JA volunteer one day.
That's a fantastic program. Now, what is the 18 under 18? We have three out of the 18 here in studio this morning, but I'm really intrigued by 18 under 18. What is that?
So 18 under 18 is an event where students from all over are, whether they're self-nominated or nominated by, you know, others in the community, where they are highlighted and focused on, you know, the things that they are doing specifically in their communities and other communities. And they're just basically spotlighted for all of the things that they are doing. And it is amazing that these, you know, three students that are here with us today, you know, of the 18 are, you know, of the Catholic schools. And it's amazing. You guys are doing amazing things
in
your
schools.
That's
fantastic. And let's meet one of our Catholic school students, Patrick Bowden. You're a junior at St. LaSalle Catholic High School, Mount Lebanon. Welcome.
Welcome. Nice to be here.
And I have three of my nephews, Michael, Matthew, and Thomas Stank, are all graduates of Seton LaSalle, so Seton's very near and dear to my heart. Now, you are being honored for your heart-inspired initiative called Art for the Heart. I like that. What is Art for the Heart, and where did you get that idea? Can you tell our listeners?
So Art for Heart is a card drive. It's basically a card program for senior citizens in nursing homes, hospitals, and also religious life in, like, monasteries. I started it during COVID. I delivered Meals on Wheels in my local community of Monongahela whenever everything got canceled, sports, school, everything, so I had so much free time. And I noticed how the homebound people had nobody visiting them, so I decided to make cards for them. And I noticed that they hung them up on their refrigerators, put them on their tables, so I just decided to expand that and delivered to as many people as possible.
Art for the Heart. I like that. And we just had Valentine's Day a few weeks ago, and so that you did a lot of messages and cards. How many did you make, roughly?
The count right now is 450, but we're still pulling in some cards. Yeah.
Boy, you're in demand. You're like Hallmark and American Greetings, but right from St. LaSalle. So.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the feedback that you're getting from the participants of that?
It's extremely positive, honestly. Just, it's overwhelming how much positive feedback we've got. Like, thinking that just, like, a card can make such a big impact in somebody's life, it's honestly just incredible.
Wow. And then we're going to hear from two other students in our second segment, but I want to bring LaToya back into what would be a representative, somebody for the 18 under 18, how would they, what would be a participant's qualifications to be honored as 18 under 18?
Most participants that are honored are students who are doing exceptional work, although there are several students that are doing exceptional work in their communities. The fact of the matter is that there is so many students that not everybody can be selected. However, you know, these students are just extraordinary, shining above, even though we just can't pick everyone. But sure, all of these students are doing amazing. But there's just, you know, the guidelines. We just can't pick everybody.
Can't pick everybody. You could probably want to pick all of them and have more
than
18.
They are so amazing. You just don't even understand how the students are impacting communities in the way that they are. And the ones that are selected are phenomenal.
That's incredible. Now, Patrick, I want to bring you back into this. What have you learned or experienced being part of Junior Achievement and being selected 18 under 18?
Honestly, the Friday classes that we have with Beneca Ward Griffin, she's teaching the intern to VP program. It teaches us how to start our businesses, like how to show our like public profile the right way, and like how to be a true entrepreneur. Honestly, that information is life-changing. It can definitely help me in my future.
So every Friday you have the class with that?
Yeah.
And what are you hearing from some of your other classmates that are in the program?
Honestly, it's just like this group is like so amazing. Like all of our contributions, even though they're very different, all have like the same goal, focus on community in mind. And just the networking opportunities are endless for all of us.
LaToya, when you hear students like such as Patrick, that probably warms your heart too, and you're part of the Junior Achievement organization too. So what do you hear from students and their parents and families that are part of this wonderful program?
We hear a lot of gratitude for the things that we are offering, especially like our scholarships that are actually happening now as well for students that do participate in JA programming and volunteer teaching JA programming. So our scholarship season is open. That's a part of parents loving what we provide. And as far as, you know, what I'm hearing from Patrick, it definitely warms my heart to know that there are kids who care and will continue to care to create levels of community.
Now, Patrick, once the school year ends this year, what are the plans for your senior year?
Honestly, I'm just going to try to take as many hard classes next year as possible and try to like buff up the college resume, of course. And then after graduating next year, hope to go to a school for biomedical engineering and follow my father's footsteps of a physician.
That's fantastic. You think you'll continue the art for hearts?
Yes, definitely. I want to try to find somebody at my school that hopefully like a freshman next year that'll be able to take it on and even expand it further in the next 4 years.
Yeah, and then especially we just had Valentine's Day, you know, and what you're doing for those people is just amazing, and pass it on for future generations.
Definitely.
And we're going to be listening to two more students coming up in the second segment, but LaToya, I want to thank you for being with us this morning, and Patrick from Seton LaSalle about the wonderful junior achievement. And for people that are listening to our program here this morning, if they want to learn more about the junior achievement program, how would they get in touch with you?
You can also go to our website to find any more information, any of our programs, our scholarship information as well. It is open, jawesternpa.org. And, you know, you can look me up as well. I'm always available for questions. LaToya Garant.
Okay, LaToya, thanks for being with us here this morning. And Patrick, good luck to you remaining of your junior year and then obviously your senior year next year, and keep making those cards and passing on that tradition. It's such a wonderful, wonderful program. And I'm really glad that we're able to feature junior achievement. And 18 under 18, that's just a snapshot. Obviously, there's probably countless more students that would probably get that honor. But like you said, LaToya, you can't get them all, but we got three out of the 18 here today. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Bark here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Liberty, Lincoln, and Portview. And this morning, on this Sunday morning, February 25th, we are featuring Junior Achievement in 18 Under 18. In our second segment, I have two students with me, Emma Winkler. Emma is from Oakland Catholic, and Elena Barlock is from Bishop Canavan High School. So Emma and Elena, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having us.
Emma, I'll start with you and introduce yourself to our listeners here this morning.
Sure. My name is Emma Winkler, and I'm a junior in Oakland Catholic, and I belong to Guardian Angels Parish.
Okay.
I'm Elena Barlock, and I'm a senior at Bishop Canavan, and I belong to St. Michael the Archangel.
All right. And so your big senior year this year, you're coming into the home stretch.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Emma, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about what inspired you to create Helping Hands.
Sure. So I enjoy volunteering. It really just warms my heart, and I wanted to give that opportunity to the students in my school community. So that is what drove me to start Helping Hands. And each month we have a different nonprofit organization that we support, and we try to do each month to have a different activity so then we can have our work span over all of the Pittsburgh area.
Now, you inspired your community service. It began by creating a prom for seniors, and you noticed something important was missing from your lives. Tell us a little bit about that. That's interesting.
Yes. I was working at Longwood Senior Living Facility for about 6 months at that point, and I noticed that the seniors were always like a little down. A lot of them don't have their partner still with them, and so a lot of them don't have any visitors to come visit them. So I was a sophomore at that time, and all of my friends were going to prom, and I'm like, maybe this is a good idea for me to start a prom. And it was so much fun. We did fundraising, and it was in Oakmont. So we went along the boulevard to get some basket raffles, and we had about 120 residents, and they just kept asking for another dance. So then in December of 2023, we hosted a winter formal that Helping Hands. That was our December event. We hosted a winter formal, and we just are planning for another one in May.
So you have a little prom for the seniors.
Yes.
Huh? Senior citizens.
Senior citizens. Yeah. Yes.
What a neat idea. So you're making a big difference there in the Allegheny Valley.
Yes.
Wow. And I'm sure they're all excited too.
Oh, yeah. So. Very. Wow.
Helping Hands. I like that. I want to bring Elena Barlock from Bishop Canavan. Elena, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm Elena Barlock, and I'm from Bishop Canavan. And.
Now, you turned a painful experience into the purpose and mission to help others with your anti-bullying cult Spark Club at Bishop Canavan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So the Spark Club stands for Spreading Positivity and Reinforcing Kindness. And it is a club I actually developed my junior year. And it finally became a full thing my senior year. And it's up and running right now. Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes hand in hand with my Elena's Power Up Project initiative. And it's all about spreading kindness throughout the school community and just being a person for others. And that's the main mission for Bishop Canavan.
So this Power Up Project, how did that all start?
Yes, so the Power Up Project started with pageantry. I decided to go into my first pageant March of last year, and it is international pageants, and they are a platform-based pageant. It's not just a beauty pageant. So I really needed to think about something that I was passionate about, and that passion for me was definitely anti-bullying awareness, because as somebody who's gone through many bullying experiences in my middle school years, I really wanted to make a difference and share with other young girls my initiatives and my ideas about how we can overcome things in our lives, no matter what it is, if it's bullying or no matter what we go through. We all face some type of adversity. It's just all about how we face it head on.
That's fantastic. And as we heard from Patrick in the first segment, both of you are part of the 18 Under 18 Junior Achievement Award. Emma, I'm going to start with you. How have you experienced being given this beautiful award and achievement? What has that brought to you?
It is such an honor to be named one of the 18 Under 18 of Western Pennsylvania. And I have not only got so many friendships from it, but I've learned so much about myself and how much more I can do in my community. So it's just a really great experience for me.
How about you, Elena?
I completely agree. It's definitely been such an amazing experience meeting so many amazing kids our age. You know, there's so many kids out there that are doing so many amazing things, and I think it's great that this program is giving them a spotlight and showing their amazing work, because there's so many young kids out there that have passions and are just ready to share them.
That is incredible. And I want to tell our listeners, look for these students on billboards throughout our region as well to honor their success and their bright futures. And Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania and the work that they do with the schools in our communities and the 18 under 18 honorees, just a positive experience. And just listening to what Emma and Elena and Patrick are doing, kudos to you guys for what you're doing, making a positive impact in your communities. And you're learning a lot with that. And as I asked Patrick, I'll ask you, Emma and Elena, what has been your positive experience being part of Junior Achievement with your high school career?
I've had a lot of positive experience from it, but the main thing is that I'm learning about how to be a better leader. As Patrick said, we have classes every Friday from with Benico. It's intern to VP, and it's just showing, it's teaching us how to be a better leader in our community, and it really helps me put that into my club at school and then show the students at my school, like my school community, how to be a better leader. So I feel like I'm taking this opportunity to teach others how to be a better leader.
Elena?
Yes, I also feel the same way. It's given us so many amazing opportunities. A couple of things that it's really helped me with is just how I can make my platform bigger and how to make my organization better. I've already planned on how I can make my blog a little bit more intricate and how I can change my initiative within schools across the state of Pennsylvania. And I'm also working on creating a daily devotional journal and getting it published within the next year.
That's fantastic. And what are your plans after you graduate from Bishop Canavan later on this year?
I definitely would like to continue Elena's Power Up project. I feel it has so much potential, and we're only just getting started with it, so I'm so excited. I also plan on going to college. I'm praying that I get into University of North Carolina. Mm. I would like to study business management and fashion merchandising.
The Tar Heels, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you, Emma? What are your future goals?
I hope to go to college and get into medicine and soon be a pediatric anesthesiologist, because I work closely with a nonprofit, and it's teaching young children the value of teamwork through Christ and sports. So being a mentor for those children really helped me realize that pediatrics is my desired field to go into. And not only that, but I hope to make Helping Hands into a nonprofit so I can continue it into college.
That is fantastic. And I'm sure both of you will be very successful in what you do. And congratulations again on being 18 under 18 with Junior Achievement. And what a fantastic segment this has been. And good job. Keep up the good work for both of you. And what you're doing with another senior prom coming up.
Yes.
And your Spark program. I'm sure there's a lot more positive things in Patrick's Art for the Hearts. A lot of great things that are happening in our Catholic schools and our community. And again, 18 under 18 for Junior Achievement. That is just fantastic. So congratulations with that. And I want to thank LaToya Grant, the learning manager for the scholarship's lead for Junior Achievement, for being with us. Patrick Weldon from Seton LaSalle Catholic High School. And then Emma and Elena, thanks for being here with us. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. And thanks to our sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the second Sunday of Lent. We just started the 40-day journey last week, and now we are in the second Sunday already. And from the Gospel of St. Mark, we read the Transfiguration. Jesus goes up to the mountain with his apostles, Peter, James, and John, and he is physically changed right before their very eyes. And Jesus reveals his divinity to his disciples. They get a glimpse of the past with Elijah and Moses, and they also get a glimpse of the future. What is remarkable for this is that any mountaintop experience in the Bible, there are places of revelation, and they encounter God. So this is a wonderful, wonderful gospel to reflect on the second Sunday of Lent for the mountaintop experience of the Transfiguration. This Lent, may we spend some time to really listen to Jesus as God commands us and calls us to recognize that something special is definitely around us. And whether we've given something up for Lent or maybe we're doing something extra through the next 40 days, let us be transfigured and changed in our own hearts, our own minds, change from old ways to new ways, and not go backward, but move forward. So let us reflect on this Sunday with the Transfiguration about changing our hearts and our minds. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke. I'll be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.